I'll tell you a story that happened right here in Nashville about 2 years ago. 2.5 years ago. All right. True story. All right. I was working at the comedy club here in town. All right. They had me working with a 25-year-old comedian. I worked with them for 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 25-year-old guy. Now, 25 is a grown man. Or at least to be. Yeah. Not only was he a grown man, he was born and raised in the great state of Tennessee. Right? It's not like he came here from France. Okay. Anyway, make a long story short. See, anytime I'm in Nashville, late at night, like I will tonight, late at night, I go to the TA truck stop off of John Robertson Parkway. It's a truck stop. I emphasize to you that it's a truck stop to appreciate the story I'm about to tell you. Anyway, this guy told me, he said, "Are you going out to eat after the show tonight?" I said, "I always do." He said, "Can I go with you?" I said, "Sure." See, I already knew ahead of time that he was strange. So anyway, so we're at the truck stop. It's a truck stop. There's 3 acres of 18-wheelers parked outside. We are at a truck stop. There's real men in there. Right? We go in, we sit down, 2 comedians surrounded by truckers. Waitress comes over. Big fat woman, not a lot of teeth. Mustard everywhere. Old mustard. It was crunchy. All this young guy wanted was a salad. Nothing wrong with that. But he asked this truck stop waitress, did she know whether or not any of those salad ingredients was any of those salad ingredients treated with any kind of pesticides? She said, "Well, we spray for roaches every now and then, but I don't think none got in the lettuce." Now, hold on, this gets worse. Remember, she's talking to a man. "What kind of dressing you want?" He said, "Raspberry vinaigrette." She looked at me. She said, "You know what he's talking about?" I said, when she walked away, here's what I said to him. I said, "Son, if you ever talk that way again when you're with me, I'll go out to the parking lot, get my gun, and kill you." And your daddy will probably send me a thank you note. Oh, my God. Listen. So, a few minutes later, she put the food in front of him. He looked at it, he goes, "Oops." What grown man says, oops? I didn't know it come with cheese on it. I can't eat that. I'm lactose intolerant. She said, honey, that's not lactose cheese, that's cheddar cheese. Folks, listen to me. It's just food. It makes all the sense in the world to take care of yourself. We should take care of ourselves. But don't forget to live. You've got to enjoy the day. Here's what's going to happen to all those folks who lecture the rest of us. I had a vision about this. One of these days, they're going to be leaving the GNC store with a little sack of supplements. And as they step off the curb across the street, they're going to get run over by Little Debbie's snack cake. That's what I think. Listen, I believe it, you know? Good night. God bless you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thank you.